وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi al-salam, which is found at least in the letter that he wrote for one of his commanders, Malik al-Ashtar. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, among the things that he said to Malik, he said to him, remember that people are composed of different classes. Well, obviously, that's a very important fact that needs to be taken into consideration. And that is when we deal with people, we have to keep in mind we have different classes, meaning there are different types of people, not classes in terms of the wealthy and the poor, or those who are in higher status and those who are in lower status. No, rather different jobs and different positions and different professions. And that's something have to be highlighted. When we look at people, we have to keep in mind that as human beings, we are created as social, civilized creatures. We are not created as cavemen or as people who live in the forest or in the deserts. We're not Bedouins. We need one another to exist. As much as I need a doctor needs a bradesman. A doctor needs a blacksmith. A blacksmith will need a police officer. A police officer will need, I don't know, someone else. So those classes need to be taken into consideration. So he says to him, he says to Malik, that when you deal with people, you have to make sure that this is maintained. For example, he says to him, the progress of one is dependent on the progress of every other, which is very true. And none can afford to be independent of their own. I, as a person, cannot try to provide for myself in everything. I cannot heal myself when I'm sick. I cannot build for myself when I need to build a house. I cannot grow crops if I need to feed myself. All these things I am dependent on other people to do. And people at the same time, they might be dependent on a skill that I have as well. So we, at the end of the day, we all need one another. And the fact is, since we have different classes, then each of that class, each of profession, they have specific rights and duties that they must be given to them, especially when we're trying to apply the concept of justice. Because at the end of the day, justice means that you have to give everyone their rights. And some people might require more than other people. Not being equal. Being equal is one thing. Applying justice is another. So Amir al-Mu'mineen trying to bring that to the mind of Malik, which in reality, he's bringing that to us, all of us. He's bringing that to all of us because he's not just talking to Malik. He's talking to everyone that reads this letter. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we were saying that Amir al-Mu'mineen was telling Malik to keep in mind that there are different classes of people. So he says to him, we have the army formed of the soldiers of God. Now, obviously, considering that the country is a Muslim country and there are Muslims and they're trying to defend their land, we have our civil officers and their establishments, our judiciary, our revenue collectors, the tax collectors, and our public relation officers. So those are just different groups of people, different classes of government that Amir al-Mu'mineen Salamullah Ali is highlighting and mentioning to Malik al-Ashtar Ridwanullahi Alay. And then he says to him, even the Muslims themselves, they consist of Muslims and as what we call dhimmi, those who are non-Muslims, but they have given an oath that they would live and under Islamic system and pay their taxes and not to cause any harm or any problems to Muslims. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Salamullah Alayhi says to Malik, keep those people in mind. And he says to him, amongst those people are merchants, and craftsmen, that and the unemployed, and the indigent. And he says to him, God has prescribed for them their several rights, duties, and obligations. They are all defined and preserved in the Quran and in the traditions and the hadith of the Holy Prophet. Now, obviously, the simple matter is that Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying to Malik that all these groups, all these classes, they have rights, duties, and obligations. They take and they have to give. And where do we find these rights and these duties and obligations? Do I make them as I see fit? Do the government make it as they see fit? Does the constitution says how things should be run when it comes to these classes? Or who should tell us? Well, obviously, from the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, this case, this task, is not a task for man. Rather, it is a task for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find these things in the words of the Quran, in the instructions of the Quran, and in the tradition and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen goes on to explain how these different types of classes play a major role in trying to protect the society. Example, he talks about the armies. An army, he says, is a fortress that helps and protects the people. So people, me and you, we need the military defense system. We need our protection. We need to feel secure and safe. That's just our natural basic right that has to be provided by the governments. Governments should not seek power to destroy other nations or to flex their muscles against other nations. Rather, they should use their power and they should develop their armies in order to protect their own members, their own citizens, the common people. And that's just the basic right. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Salamullah Alayh, he highlights that fact to Malik that when you look at people, you have different classes and each requires a certain right and a certain privilege and they have certain duties and certain obligations. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.